So Volunteers Week, we've spoken to Kelly Marlowe already. Now I'm joined by Helena. Hello.
Hi.
You're part of the patient experience team as well. So how have you been during these last few weeks during lockdown and COVID-19, the pandemic?
I've been doing quite well, I think. I'm part of the group who are currently shielding. So I've been home quite a long time and possibly for a bit longer. But my team are really supportive and we have video calls and we check in.
How have you kind of spent your time? Because you're working from home, I'm assuming. It's kind of been tough over the last few weeks where you've had to adapt to certain things, right?
I think the first few weeks it was a case of ironing out the working from home routine, commandeering a room as my office, and making sure there's no interruptions to certain conference calls or things I've been doing. The room I've commandeered is at the front of the house, so quite often the postman comes into view behind me on a call.
Every now and again you just hear the sound of a bin man just turning up. Yeah. You work in mental health services and volunteers within mental health services. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you guys do?
Yep, I joined the team with Michelle and Kelly just over a year ago now, and I am the mental health projects manager for volunteering. So we do a lot of projects in older persons' mental health and adults, as well as in the community, with the focus being on supporting the activities or staff groups or what's been implemented already in mental health services and that bit extra for the patient experience. For example, in adult mental health services, some wards can't have visitors when it's not a pandemic even, or come out of the wards. So it's important we have volunteers who are able to engage with patients and service users, bring really good activities, and just so they have a visit and a chat, really.
And the fact that you are with a range of people, so from the youngsters right through to the older people, that there's no one that's really left out, really, is there?
We cover mental health services, so we go from it's 18 years on the adult ward to 90 plus on the older person's wards or out in the community. To volunteer in mental health services, you need to be a minimum of 18 years old, but we have volunteers from 18 up into retirement age who are volunteering with these service users.